Illinois lawmakers on Tuesday demanded answers about the practice of locking kids in seclusion rooms in schools. It's the first legislative hearing since a news report brought attention to the practice late last year. The story, from ProPublica Illinois and the Chicago Tribune, revealed thousands of incidents in which kids with special needs were locked away, usually alone, and often for reasons that broke the law. Vanessa Foley, mother of a 9-year-old on the autism spectrum, said she wasn't shocked by the report.
But what really angered me was the fact that such criminal abuse went on for so long with little accountability. Where was the oversight? Who was in charge?
Experts and advocates at the hearing told lawmakers schools need more resources for training and oversight of all staff. Education officials also said there was a difference between legitimate therapy-based de-escalation techniques and the abuse exposed by the investigation. I'm Mike Smith.